You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Lord of Shelves by World Series. Morena Luke, how are you this morning? Oh, hello Luke. Oh no, we might have just lost Luke as the song finishes. Let's see if we get him back while we have a listen to... I'm just waiting to see if he's arriving. Nope, we'll have a listen to Rearing Wesley. Oh, hello Luke.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm here, sorry.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
It's good to chat with you this morning, and exciting about your new album. How's it been down in Christchurch and recording this record? What's been going on?
It's been good. It's been quite a long time. I think we kind of started on it straight after we released the last one. But yeah, it's taken like 2 years, which is kind of normal, actually.
It feels long, I imagine, when you've been living in it, though.
It does, yeah, but you kind of just got to like treat it like it's normal because, you know, everyone works, so...
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm really intrigued by the kind of vision behind this record. It's called The Giant's Lawn. You've got an amazing cover art created by Priscilla Rose Howe, which is an amazing artist, and it's vaguely inspired by The Giant's House in Akaroa. Is that right, Luke?
Yes, it is, yeah. Well, yeah, I guess I came up with a name and then maybe I'd been subconsciously thinking about that place.
Yeah, right.
And I started to think about it a bit more and that kind of just, yeah, fueled the rest of the writing. Kind of in a, I don't know, non-linear way.
I have to say I was personally very excited about this because when I was a teenager, I worked at the Giant's House. And
oh, shit.
It was one of the coolest jobs I ever had. It was completely bonkers and so much fun. But could you explain, perhaps, for people who've no idea what we're talking about, what the Giant's House actually is, Luke?
It's a public garden in Akaroa. It's a lot of, like, it's all done by one artist. She's called...
Oh no, we've lost Luke again. She's called Josie Martin, is what Luke was, I presume, going to say there. Let's have a bit of Rearing Wesley and we're going to give Luke a call on the phone.
Rearing Wesley, up and down the stairs. Thank you.
World Series with Rearing Wesley. Hello again, Luke. We got you this time, I think.
Hello. Yeah, I think.
We were just talking about the Giants' house in Akaroa, which is all designed and created by Josie Martin. What was it about this place that was interesting or inspiring for you?
I don't know. I only went there like about a few years ago for the first time. And yeah, I was just really into it. It was just quite a... It just seems like really a mysterious place, you know?
Mm.
It's got a vibe.
It has got a vibe.
And it's kind of all by one person, like you said, and I just feel like it's like you're just walking around someone's mind.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
These huge, giant mosaic sculptures and these crazy topiary bushes and amazing plantings and stuff. It is quite a psychedelic playground, really, eh?
Yeah, so I just think it fired off a few things in my mind, and yeah, I just went from there, really.
There is quite a psychedelic energy to the singles that you've released so far. That's always been kind of bubbling away, I guess, in the World Series sound, but it feels like much more to the forefront of this record. Was that a conscious thing that you were bringing into it, or did it just kind of naturally, I guess, come out of the ideas you were thinking about?
Probably just a bit of both, really. I definitely always wanted to kind of push our sound in a different direction to what we were in. But yeah, I think it's it's conscious. Yeah.
who currently is World Series? Who's playing in this iteration at the moment? Is it the same crew you've had for a while?
Yeah. This one, there's like the album's kind of split into two, where there's like home recorded kind of songs, and then there's the live, but the more full band songs. But the band on the album is me, Ben Dodd, Ben Woods, and Brian Fury. And then there's some songs where it's like different variations of that core group, you know?
Yeah, totally. And
people drop in and out of songs quite a bit on this record.
Yeah, I was going to say, it feels like born very much of that Melted Ice Cream community and the kind of guitar-interested folks in Christchurch at the moment. It's been a, you know, strange pandemic type of a time, but you guys have managed to have some great music come out of it, some really good gigs. What's it feeling like at the moment in terms of playing these songs and performing as a band? Is that something that is on the cards for you?
Yeah, I think we'll get together and play some shows next year. Ben's in Melbourne at the moment, but he's coming back for a stay next year, so we'll reconvene next year, really. But yeah, at the moment, I don't know, because I'm not really like playing that much.
It's going to be an exciting record to hear live. Anyone who's ever caught World Series will know that you guys are a very fun band to see play. I wanted to know, though, bringing in Priscilla as the, I guess, the artist for the cover of this record, where did that conversation come from? Because it feels like a very perfect match for the sound and the concepts and the ideas.
Yeah, I think with Priscilla's work, I think as soon as I saw the work, I was like, this has to be on some art for an album that I do. And then when this album was kind of nearing completion, yeah, they were the first person that I thought of. And yeah, as soon as I kind of heard the music with the art, I was like, yep, I got it right.
Feels right. Looks right. Yeah, it totally anchors the whole project. I wondered for you, where does this album feel like it's come from? What kind of ideas were you thinking about when you were writing it?
Oh, I don't know. My mind doesn't really think like concrete ideas like that when it comes to music. I just kind of come up with like images and phrases and words and bash them together in some way. But yeah, I'm not sure. If we go back to like the idea of like the public garden, I guess there's like there is like themes and motifs that reoccur, but they're not really like telling a straight story.
Yeah, totally. I'm really excited to hear the rest of the record. The first singles have been great and very intriguing. The music videos as well. Is that something that you enjoy making?
Yeah. I think with this one, we're trying to aim for every single member of the band to do a music video.
Cool. That's a good goal.
Yeah. Like, me and my partner did one, and then, like, Ben Dodd did one for Rearing Wesley, and then maybe like Ben Woods, and I think Brian's got an idea for one of them as well. So I feel like that would be really cool.
That's great. I like the idea of getting everybody's different perspective on the songs you've made together. It's quite an interesting one. Yeah, for sure.
And also that like none of us like are filmmakers or know what we're doing,
which adds its own charm to it too, I think.
I think so. Yeah, I like it.
Well, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, Luke. It's been really great to chat with you. The album's out on the 17th of November. We're going to listen to The Giant's Lawn Part 1 now. Have a really great rest of your morning.
Beautiful. You too. Thank you.
I love the shaky sax in that track. That is The Giant's Lawn Part 1, one of three singles out now from The Giant's Lawn, which is World Series' forthcoming record, out on the 17th of November. Thank you so much to Luke for speaking with us. If you ever are in Akaroa, you have to go to the Giant's House. I know I used to work there. I do no longer work there. So all I'm saying, this comes from a place of being like, it's the coolest, buzziest, most incredible thing you will ever visit in South Island of New Zealand. And I really recommend it. It's quite hard to explain what it's like until you're inside it.
I've never heard of it before.
Exactly. It's a hidden gem. But this album's got the sort of psychedelic strangeness of that place as well. So if you like this, you probably like the Giant's House. Too.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.